real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest toll of the Southern California wildfires, 25 people killed, thousands of homes destroyed. With Santa Ana winds expected back in Southern California today, people who lost everything in the Los Angeles wildfires are starting to realize a new normal. Jen Wang has been talking to her three children who lost their school in Altadena, just as she did as a child.
We never talked about it before. I guess it just hadn't come up, but my school was destroyed in the Oakland Berkeley Hills fire when I was in sixth grade, and I talked to them about how the community pulled together.
The Supreme Court takes up a major First Amendment case this morning, pitting age verification laws for online pornography against adults' rights to view the explicit material. More confirmation hearings today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who has been tapped to be the next Secretary of State. This is ABC News. New accusations about what's driving up prices for prescription drugs. The Federal Trade Commission claiming so-called middlemen in the pharmaceutical industry, known as PBMs, made billions of dollars by raising drug prices of specialty drugs, including those for cancer and HIV. ABC's Lana Moise.
The report focused on the PBMs Caremark Rx, owned by CVS Health, Express Scripts, owned by Cigna, and Optum Rx, owned by United Healthcare. The FTC claims between 2017 and 2022, those companies generated $7.3 billion in revenue by marking up dozens of drugs, some marked up by more than 1,000%. Patient advocates say more transparency is needed, with insurers themselves often in the dark about how much the prices are marked up.
A group representing PBMs calls the FTC report baseless. Body mass index no longer would be the sole indicator of obesity under a new proposal. This is a
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join as co-host. Trump proposes an external revenue service. Can you reduce the size of government by creating more government agencies? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Out of our element a little bit, but at a great place, right?
We're not out of our element. This is our summer home. It's our cottage.
This is a great studio. Yes, you're right. Not out of our element. We're out of our normal place.
You guys got here really early this morning.
We did.
How bizarre is that?
It is bizarre, and it's so funny because Peter on the sales staff here asked me, are those two being chauffeured in tomorrow? Can we actually guarantee that they'll be here?
And we were.
We didn't have to use GPS until we got to Oshkosh.
Yep.
Then we got a little bit twisted around. You know why? Neither one of us has that chromosome of what direction we're actually going. And we weren't even joking that one time when we were a little bit twisted up, and you said, what direction are you going? And Jim said, left.
Yeah, right. But I will say that the last time we were here, we overshot the city by, I don't know, 30 miles. Because you didn't have enough lighting.
Nothing was lit up.
Right. They have enough lighting on the signage on the highway. And even the businesses, EAA, everybody had their lights
already
off.
Shut down.
Right. Well, today, I just want to say, right, what did I say today when I was driving?
Right.
And it's the address we're at is 601 Main.
Mm-hmm.
And
South Main.
Yeah.
South Main.
We're heading north, I guess.
No, that's not the point. The point is.
That's not the point what direction we're in.
We're going left.
When you know you're going the wrong direction? When it says. At the next light, turn left. At the next light, turn left. At the next light, turn right.
But what did I say that besides lighting up the signs on 41?
We couldn't find addresses on the streets down here.
You know what we do in Green Bay? We put numbers on the buildings.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's a thought.
We don't have numbers on the buildings in Oshkosh.
No.
We couldn't find it.
Interesting.
And we drove slow.
Interesting.
We drove pretty slow, too, down Main Street. But everybody... Those are well-known establishments.
Hey, and the best part, though, is when we did come into town and said, turn left, and he starts turning to somebody's driveway and then backs up, and there's a cop sitting right in front of us looking at us like, I'm glad that was at like 2 in the morning.
So what you're saying is actually the ride here was not without issues.
Yeah, there's issues.
Yeah, okay.
There's some issues.
All right.
But we got here like half an hour early.
Oh, my gosh.
These guys are walking in already.
This never happens.
I know. So we're here. We love being in Oshkosh. We love being at WISS. Really enjoy it. And I got some great guests coming on. It is unbelievably cold out again.
Yeah, it is.
How cold? Lisa, how cold is it?
Lisa, find out for you. No, Lisa's not listening.
It's got
to
be
right
a wind.
Oh. It's right now in Oshkosh. It is zero. Feels like 12 below.
Wow. It feels like all of that.
I felt like it was weird because I got in the car and I knew I had to pick up John and I hit his seat warmer. And I'm like, why would I do that for you?
I don't know, but I liked it.
But then it got a little hot, so we shut him down.
Hey, speaking of which, so I was reading an article about the cold weather in NFL games. Remember I said that they should be delayed sometimes?
Right. Yeah.
And there's a big thing going about that in regards where some players are saying, hey, this is ridiculous. Because there was a thing about the Kansas City Chiefs game last year that was unbelievably cold in the playoffs. And there was a report going around that 12 people from that game had to get fingers amputated.
Oh, that's not true.
Or so they actually went to the doctor. You can look this up, Todd. They went to the doctor. He said, I don't want to talk about it. I covered this story last year. I don't want to say anything more. And there were even some players that thought they might have to get things amputated. No lie. I'm serious.
Todd, a little research.
I'm working on that right now.
During the break.
I was worried about that when I was ice fishing. I take a leak out of the lake.
Oh, John, stop. Then call the Doritos guy.
Terry from Ashwaubenon just texted in. He said, I left Cancun yesterday at 4 o'clock p.m., temperature 81. Arriving Green Bay last night, temperature 9.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
7 degrees. I mean, your body has to just say, what the bleep is going on here at that point? But I'm serious. I think the NFL needs to look into these unbelievably, where it gets to the point of being hazardous for people. You could lose extremities. You can lose extremities.
John, they've been playing for 100 years.
Do you know what frostbite is, Jim?
Yeah.
What is it, Jim?
It's your fingers turn white.
Yeah, but why? What causes that?
Cold.
No. You want me to give you the science?
Not really.
Yes, you.
I'm giving you the science.
Hello, Mr. Yeah, Science.
You like it or not? Mr. 23 on the ACT.
Because you're... Who did I see? I had somebody... I was reading about somebody that's a big-time person, and they were lower. They had like a 20.
No.
Yeah, that's a big-time person. Yeah. But anyway,
I just want to say, if it was a big time person, they wouldn't disclose that. That's low.
It was an athlete.
That's okay.
Because there's talk about getting to certain schools,
he already signed the contract.
Did you have an SAT?
We didn't. I take did not. That.
Did you, Todd?
No. The SAT, okay. And that was what, 1,100 we needed on that? 12?
Well, he got 1,000, which was really low too. So he couldn't get into like Michigan or something. It's a big time player. I can't think of who it is, but anyway, right. Yeah.
I was just, okay, so go ahead. Give me the scientific reason why we get frostbite.
What percent of your body is water?
90.
No.
It's not?
60. 60% of your body is water, okay? And what happens when it gets that cold is the water underneath your skin freezes. Like when we used to feed my dogs and I'd bring them a coffee can of water in weather like this, and you want them to drink real fast because it was going to be frozen after that.
I told you can also bring them in the house, but okay.
No. All right. So that's what happens basically. It's like the water I used to give my dogs when it would freeze in the coffee can. That's what's happening underneath your skin.
Mm, okay. I believe that.
Yeah. And sometimes those coffee cans would split because
why? I don't believe that amputee thing. Is that true? Did you look into that?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, there's
right
nothing
now,
in on that. That's TMZ. Because
you're a big fan of TMZ. You watch TMZ. No, when's the last time you watched TMZ?
What I'm saying, John, is that I don't think that's real news. That's why I think maybe that's
12 amputees?
Okay. All right. Anyway, why can't it...
Kansas City Hospital says January 13th wildcard victory over the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Some attendees of frigid Chiefs game forced to amputations following frostbite. Wow. That is from NBC News.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that wasn't a bigger story.
Apologize.
Yep. I apologize.
Give me a mea culpa.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah. No, I'm like, this is the way that us people
that's
don't
the only
like,
thing I remember is an altar boy. My culpa.
This is the way we those of us who don't like to apologize. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh. I would love to come up with a term.
I'm sorry you're offended.
So full of BS, it's mind-boggling. That's one of them.
I'm sorry you're offended.
The other one is left his job to spend more time with his family.
I swear, Jim, when you said that, John almost jumped over the table.
Apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I offended somebody, I don't know. Something's wrong with you if you're offended.
All right. But speaking of the NFL, we're talking about this on the way down here. Kudos to the Eagles.
Yeah.
For kicking that creep out.
Lifetime.
And
he got fired.
And he got fired from his job.
Good.
That is awesome.
The weirdest part, though, is to make up to that lady, they're sending her some Packer gear.
She was pretty decked out.
Yeah.
Gear.
It's like, okay.
But I suppose instead of trying to make it seem like they're trying to sway her to their side, let's just send her. And I think that's kind of nice.
No, I would agree. It is. I don't think that would have been great to send her Eagles.
But now Roger Goodell would make such an impact.
Yep.
Free tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
We love women. We love respectful fans. You are coming to the Super Bowl. Doesn't have to be in his box, but great seats.
And if I was commissioner, I would say, okay, this guy is banned from every stadium in the National Football League. And if, in fact, he is spotted at a game, whoever seat he is sitting in, you lose your season tickets for life. That's what I would do.
He ain't going to a game in Eagles. I think they should capital. I think this, make an example of this guy.
100%. Yeah. Something has to be done.
Because I think that may have happened before.
Oh, remember I told you the story?
Yeah.
And she actually, she said the word on the air that I was telling you about. And she was at an Eagles game and a guy called her that word. Guys were calling her that word.
Yeah. What I'm saying, John, I think it happens more than at Eagles Stadium.
No question. For every one that somebody videos,
right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's probably every week.
That's why I think they have a real opportunity to.
But the NFL needs to step in at some point. Instead of saying, you know, and you know, everybody yada 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 in the end zones like that, like the whole your community is terrible. Yeah. Thank God we're the NFL and we're telling you how to live your lives because I'm Roger Goodell, so I'm the all-knowing human being. Instead of that, break it down to smaller bites. When you have bleep holes doing what they do in the stands these days. Come down on them. The technology is there.
Right.
Okay, you banned for life.
Right.
Banned for life.
It's not like they're hard up for ticket sales.
No, exactly. But they won't do it.
Well, I don't know.
The NFL will preach and preach and preach how terrible you people are because you're not embracing your fellow man well enough.
Oh, the DEI.
You're terrible about that. But, oh, yeah, we're okay with guys sitting in the stands harassing people and fighting people. Yeah. We're not going to take away. Well, yeah. The NFL doesn't do anything in regards to that. And that's why these stadiums are so out of control. It's unbelievable how out of control these stands are. And the NFL doesn't do a thing.
Well, it's only been 2 days. I hope they're meeting on this. I think they could make a wrong, not a right, but.
Would you like to make a wager that they don't even make a statement? I'll bet you lunch.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll bet you lunch, Roger Goodell won't say a word.
If they really, really care. They're going to give her tickets to the. I'm not saying they're going to give her tickets to the Super Bowl. I would. Probably four.
So if they don't do something within. Let's even. I'll give them an extra day. Within 48 hours from right now.
No, let's think about
that. 6 o'clock, what day is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
This time, 6:15, Friday morning. Lunch. At the Heights. Lunch at the Heights.
No, it's. Okay.
I think if they wait too long.
Yeah.
Let's say they wait till closer to the Super Bowl guy. Hey, we want to do this for you.
Too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. Too late.
Right? I agree. I think within a week or.
No. 48 hours now. I mean, the game was Sunday.
I know.
They've had plenty of time.
I hope he does something. I really do.
But do we have a wager?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything
else? Have you met Goodell? Yeah, me too. I thought he was, you don't like him. I thought he was super nice.
He was great to talk to.
Yeah,
great to talk to.
It's not like he's not nice in person.
Exactly.
It's just that behind the scenes, you're like, what are you really doing?
Yeah. Right. That's the thing.
I can't be the only one who feels like they got to do more.
I'm sure not.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
I'm with you.
I'd like some of these sponsors.
Don't stand on your ivory tower, pee in the heads of NFL fans, and try to convince us it's raining.
I wish the Packers would step up and do a little something, too. Maybe they're the ones that need to go, you know what? We'll send you to that.
Absolutely. Know. Absolutely.
Somebody's got to.
I guarantee you, if they were harassing a different type of person, they would come down a lot harder.
That would disappoint me if they reacted differently to a different ethnicity or a that would be. I mean, this is what they did. That was really, really wrong. And I'm sure, like, kudos. I don't even know where the guy worked, but I'm so glad he got fired.
Yeah,
and he's gonna have a tough time getting a job too.
Good. I hope he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope really bad things happen to him.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Anyway, I hope Goodell does something. We'll watch.
48 hours from right now.
That's Friday. Give me till the end of the show Friday.
No, Wednesday. 48 hours. I'm in a different town. Yeah. I mixed up, Todd. Different time zones.
I said we're out of our element. No, we're not. And I was like, oh, different time zone.
Fine. All right. We just had our quick break already. Yep. We're just getting warmed up.
We got a lot going on today.
Mind of the Mayor coming your way from Oshkosh, W-I-S-S. This segment brought to you by our great friends at Playwood Oshkosh.
Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, coming your way from Oshkosh and WISS 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. When are we going to get our friends from Finland on?
So I reached out to these gentlemen heard the broadcast in Finland, actually heard your broadcast, and were nice enough to reach out and let us know that they heard us in Finland.
I'm going to speak Finn to them.
Well, here's the thing. I did reach out to them and I emailed them and they're like, oh, we would love to do it. However, our language barrier would make it very difficult.
No, I can speak Finn.
Okay. No.
Sumikutsu.
Yeah, Jim, what do you think?
I think we should get one of those where we listen to him and it translates to English.
Let me give it a shot on a couple things like you did with the people in India. Where they laughed.
That is true.
But the problem is this is actually an FCC broadcast.
Right.
So
right,
who knows
right.
What you might say.
Kukkura sauna. What does that mean?
Cooking a sauna.
Kukkura sauna.
I don't know.
The sauna is really hot.
Okay.
Cooking a sauna. I said that.
Kukkura sauna.
Cook in a sauna. It's hot. That's what I said. That wasn't
translation.
That's just slang.
No, it's not, Jim. Jeez. It's part of the Finnish heritage.
Okay.
Wow. Sumikutsu. Sumikutsu. What does that mean? What does sumikutsu mean?
Well, suinyu.
Sunday morning.
Close.
Okay.
It means Finland calling.
Oh.
Finland calling. Sumikutsu. Because that was a TV show up in the UP. It's still on, I think. It's all in Finn. I grew up around the Finns in the Finnish language. I can just bone up in this a little bit.
Yes.
We'll be phenomenal.
All right. We'll do that. We'll do
How beautiful. Did you see the pictures of where they live? Mm-mm. Their area? Oh, my God. Huh, Todd?
Yeah.
Beyond belief. Gorgeous.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That'll be fun to get them on. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So they were a little like, well, we'd love to, and we appreciate the offer, but we feel
they spoke English to us, didn't they? Didn't they?
They typed.
It was all typed.
It was all typed. And obviously you can translate that in Google, right?
I could get somebody from the UP who could come on the show and they could translate the whole thing for us.
Okay. I mean, if we can work that out, I think they'd be willing to do it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody from the UP other than you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm game. I'm good. I don't want to just, like he said, we got
the
FCC,
had a guy in the UP,
listeners.
Carl Pellenpah was his name. Are there any UPers out there that can remember this? He used to do a Sunday morning radio show, a TV show. It was a TV show that lasted about 40 years, and it was called, in English, it was called Finland Calling, and it was also then called Sumikutsu, and he would do the entire show in Finn.
And that lasted for 40 years?
40 years.
Remember any of the advertisers?
All the locals.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, they were all over it. It was a 40 years, a really popular show.
Wow.
And then every year he'd take the people back to Finland and everything.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I grew up with the Finns like you can't believe. I could give you so many Finlander jokes, you can't believe it. Although I'm not sure if that's derogatory these days.
Right. You got to be sensitive with
I know, right?
Polish and, yeah, they can be funny, but they're not. What is it? Is it DEI? What is that?
Diversity? What does DEI stand? I don't even know what that means. I keep seeing
inclusion
that.
Is the I. D is the diversity. What is E? Is it DIE? I should know that. Diversity, something inclusion. Everybody's listening saying, you idiots.
I know. You know. I don't know.
I should know. Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Oh, yeah.
I thought John was going to say diversity, acceptance, and inclusion.
That was pretty close.
That's an E.
That would have been fine.
Okay, equity. Okay. Anyway, that's huge in businesses, in government, any business has.
But I don't think the Finns are into that. I think they're fine.
Okay.
I mean, nobody makes fun of themselves more than the Finns.
Oh, well, that's good. True. That means they're pretty confident.
Nobody tells the better Finlander jokes than the Finns. I'm being honest.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that says that they're pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Brian just texted in from Green Bay. I said, that show in the UP would never finish. Ha! I see myself.
Brian. Oh, by the way, Brian, I'm going to talk a little bit real quick here about the text you sent me and see if somebody can help. I remember I brought this up to you yesterday.
How do you know it's okay?
I'm sure it's that, Brian. If it's not, well.
He's been on the show before?
Yeah, Brian. Everybody, Brian Mills. So, and he does some great, but here's what I've got. Hi, John. Do you have any mattress contacts? I have a student whose family is in need. He's a teacher. Our social workers usually get these done, but I want to help this one. It's a great kid. So I'm going to hit up my contacts, get a couple of mattresses, frames, etc. But I'm looking to make the money stretch as far as possible. And I told myself, I've been searching, but honestly, I really can't come up with anybody right now. I'm really sorry.
But what about those guys we had on our show? Heavenly.
Yeah. Sleep in Heavenly.
And they do not only the beds, right? They build the beds, but they supply the mattresses and the bedding.
You're absolutely correct. I knew there was somebody, but I couldn't quite place it.
I'll see if I still have an email on
you know
that.
What?
Okay, hang in there, Brian.
If you don't, hey, Brian, if you connected, they're out of St. Matt's. That's where they.
Okay.
That's actually where we met them, was at St. Matthew's Parish. The guy who we talked to, and they were a runner up for the Volunteer Awards banquet. Okay. They didn't win. They should have, but they everybody there should have won. But I know the guy who's in charge, but I can't. I don't have the contact here.
TJ Sorensen.
Yes, it is. TJ, he was my employee of the year, like in 2006, 2007.
Oh, cool.
I'll link.
I could
Brian
build
up
them bunk beds if they want.
Well, you can go and volunteer. I mean, they do that. Like, I think, I don't know if it's every Saturday. They build them. They have these. You would be good at that.
You would be good at that.
Yeah.
I would do that. I'd like to do that for a living.
But, okay, TJ likes doing that, and it's local. So Brian's board. I know he's in Green Bay. So, all right, let's
Brian, do that. We're going to try to hook you up for that.
Yeah, we will. Todd can take care of that. Right? Or do you want me to get that?
I got it right now.
Oh, you do? Okay, because I might have it. But I got
how's it feel being on his staff?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
No, it's okay.
I was
just, you should do.
I'm not actually going to do it, but I get somebody to do it. I got a guy.
All I'm saying is that if you needed the contact information, it's at home. I don't have it here. So
but that's perfect. It's also exactly what they do, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's right.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Just texted Brian the information. So
all right.
And these are new mattresses they do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you ever see? I remember 2020. No, not 2020.
No, that's gross. Don't 60 minutes.
Okay, yeah. About these mattress companies that would take old mattresses. And I would not want that.
No.
Would you?
I think that's going to be one of the hardest things to sell is a used mattress.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I would.
You know what you do with those? You pile them up in your backyard and you start them on fire. Right. That's what you do. Big bonfire.
Yeah, no. You know how long those take to burn?
Yeah.
They smolder. They'll smolder for a couple of days. Oh, we used to burn mattresses too. We'd throw gas on them. I'll be honest with you.
Of course.
But and so then all of a sudden you got this beautiful thing going, but then it just gets into that. I don't even know what is that stuff in there. Cotton?
I'm not sure.
Or whatever
sure.
The filling is. And it wouldn't burn anymore. It just smolder.
Seems like it doesn't. I don't
it's
got to
be
burns.
Chemical
like,
made, right?
That or I mean, it seems like more fiberglass type thing, but that's not what it is. It itch. Anyway,
so I mean, when we were roasting hot dogs over that,
and the asbestos,
no toxins there.
Isn't that still amazing?
Yes.
How am I not dead?
Right.
And my friends and I all say that. How could we have burned copper wire wrapped in asbestos, burn it, and cook hot dogs over that? And we're still alive. Isn't that amazing?
You just wonder why you don't have any teeth in your mouth, though, you know?
Yeah.
We just had a quick break. We'll be back with more. Mind of the Mirror coming away from Oshkosh. Back after this.
You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Ice cold Wisconsin winters not stopping the educational process for students involved in the farm and industry short course. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. This is the second year now that the farm and industry short course has found its new home on the UW River Falls campus, where instructor Steve Kelm is trying to keep students motivated. He said right now they've got 10 students enrolled, which is more than they had in previous classes. And he said what they're doing is making sure that they're targeting what students want to learn with how students want to learn.
We certainly wish to maximize kind of the hands-on perspective. We recognize kind of at the beginning that a lot of work on farm would be ideal, and we've kept that pretty strongly in place. We have certainly been in kind of adjusting schedules too, just to make sure that certain things fit better into student schedules. And we've also opened up, you know, some additional avenues for extracurricular activities.
Dr. Steve Kelm, he's the coordinator for the Farm and Industry Short Course happening now on the UW River Falls campus. Students will continue their education until March.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And this afternoon is the beginning of the 25th anniversary celebration of the Dairy Business Association. That group started in the Green Bay area 25 years ago, and they'll return to the Green Bay area for their 2025 annual conference. They'll kick things off this evening with a special tailgating event happening at Lambeau Fields Atrium. The Midwest Farm Report team is going to be there. Follow us on social media to keep up with all the conversations that we're enjoying. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for Wednesday. Don't forget, sign up for our daily e-newsletter, and you won't miss a thing. Just send us your email at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
There may be lead contamination at your children's school. On the next show, we'll discuss the latest statement from Milwaukee Public Schools with Black and the campaign for lead-free water.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A bank was robbed Tuesday morning in Appleton, but thanks to the observational skills and quick thinking of the employees, police were able to find and apprehend the suspect within minutes. Police were called to the Wells Fargo branch on South State Street for a bank robbery. Witnesses said the man entered the bank, demanded cash, and ran away. Employees provided police with details about the suspect and his vehicle, and a 63-year-old man was arrested less than 20 minutes after the call was received. The money was recovered. The suspect faces charges of robbery, although formal charges have not yet been filed. The city of Green Bay wants to declare a site on Main Street, just down the street from Green Bay East High School, as blighted so it can acquire the property. The city would use the Wisconsin Blight Elimination and Slum Clearance Act to obtain the property, clean it up, and make it useful. The full council will vote on the action next week. When Dr. Kevin Spencer brings his magic and his act to the Grand Oshkosh, it's a show that's designed to be inclusive to all, including those who may have sensory issues.
The whole purpose of this show is for everyone to come out, become engaged and involved in the magic show with people you might not normally associate with. If there's a family there who has a couple of kids on the autism spectrum and those kids don't know how to clap, but they do know how to yell really loud when they're having a good time, you need to be good with that, because that's what this show is all about. The freedom to be who you are in a judgment-free space.
Spencer has two sensory inclusive shows scheduled on the 17th and 18th at the Grand Oshkosh. He was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show. Find it at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh, going all the way up the 41 corridor through Appleton, the whole area, a Little Chute, Grand Chute, Kakana, Wrightstown, Freedom, Denmark, Bellevue, no, Green Bay, Ledgeview.
41 doesn't go through Bellevue. But
yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does too.
It's 172. No, it doesn't. Anyway, we had a great guest on last week.
Wait, let me think for a minute.
This week. Was that this week or last week?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
It was Monday, I believe.
It was Monday.
Wasn't it?
So,
or last week. Last week. I don't remember.
Adobe is his kind of stage name, but...
Landon.
Landon has a business in Green Bay, right on Walnut Street.
Do they still call them production companies? Video company? Or is that old
school? I think they're media creator. Creation.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Media creator. Yeah.
Just this young man who went to East and then went on to the University of Milwaukee studying, healthcare medicine, didn't like it, and said, look, I really belong in marketing and social media. So he has a studio on Walnut and Quincy in Green Bay.
It's called Respect.
Yep. And it's cameras and... He's the guy, and you probably saw this, if you didn't hear it on our show, you probably saw it in the paper. He was one of the submissions to Doritos. Doritos sent out a notice and said, look, you make the ad. And they got thousands of people that made these ads for Doritos.
And some really big advertising companies
submitted their ads too.
Yeah, so he was up against some big dogs.
Right. And Landon put together this ad that we've talked about. And what is the, if you want to go see it on the website, but he became one of the top 25 out of the whole United States.
The whole world. I mean, seriously, production companies are all over.
Yeah. Submitted these ads that it was funny. And he got really some good press in local media. And then they went to the top three. Now, my guess is he was number four. His ad was terrific. I liked the kid. I thought it was really funny. I thought it was clever.
Surprise ending.
Yeah, surprise ending.
Which is what you want.
Right.
How to finish, that's the key.
Yeah.
What's the payoff?
Right. But just, I think that's great that he just even took it upon himself to submit.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Do you think it was too risque for the NFL?
I don't think so.
Donna liked it.
Okay.
I don't think so. I really don't.
It's not dirty. It's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
As a guy, I was waiting for it to go there.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like a guy going, well, if, he's eating a Dorito and his hand gets big and his head gets big.
Yeah.
I don't think it was too dirty. Okay. I just think there was a lot of competition. But here's what I like about him, Jim, is that on his social media, he's like, okay, we didn't make the top three, but please don't say sorry, because this has been huge for us, we are proud of the work we did, and we still accomplished something.
And I'm
huge.
Still determined that we're going to do a video with him about what to do in Green Bay for the draft. You in?
I am, but I just, again, my concern with that, I think it would be a great video, is the social side of it. So how are people going to
Work with him on that?
Yeah, that's what I'm right? saying. That's
Jim,
his
please,
strength.
Jim, you and I are both 107 years old. Okay.
No, this guy's good.
Welcome to Green Bay.
How the hell is anybody going to see that golden thing there? I don't know. I'll put it on the internet or something. That thing's a batch going like gangbusters right now.
I think part of this shtick should be you guys using old media to show what's great about Green Bay. So like slide projectors and stuff like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
An actual roll-down map kind of thing.
Oh, right? I like it.
Get that red dot. See? There it is.
I like it.
Put a turntable. You can put the needle down on some background music.
Oh, I like it.
But his company...
You see these coal piles right here? They fuel Titletown. I'll tell you something, kids. See. Coal is the future.
That would be fun.
I think we could do it.
But Landon, just shout out to his company. I mean, I met with them. I was over there the other night, and he's got, I don't know, 4 or 5 employees that are just these young, creative kids.
Absolutely.
And now we call them kids because we're getting older. They're young adults. They are so creative and respectful.
Let me tell you about something about why those kids, as we call them, are so good at what they do. And it's almost like with kids learning a different language. Like, I remember Dom, when he was in, like, the second grade, and this might not sound whatever, but he could count to, I think it was 20, in, like, 10 different languages. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, Dom, give me Korean. Okay? That means 1 through 5 in Korean. And it's just young brains.
Oh, yeah. They can.
And our brains are beyond that stuff. Yeah. So they've been doing this since they were, like, 5 years old.
Right.
And staying up with all the technology versus us old people who, you know, try to go back in time and learn that stuff.
Right.
So it's stuff like that with the distribution, how to get it out there, 100% carte blanche, just hand it off to them and don't even worry about it.
And for you businesses out there that want to go to this media and these, what are they called when you put it on like TikTok, although that's going away next week, but you know, video shorts.
Yeah.
There's a better name for that.
Reel,
that's what
they call them. Reels.
Okay. Yeah,
that was close.
Video shorts.
Guy walking out with a pair of shorts on.
What did you say before? Do the right, film strips.
Yeah, do the film strips. Do the slide projector.
Slide projector.
Jim gets out a reel of like 8mm film. How he's passing out his videos.
These video shorts. What did you say? Video reels.
Yeah.
Video reels can really capture someone's attention in 15, 20 seconds. And he does that. And he does it unbelievable. Obviously, Doritos did it. He was one of the top, 25 in the United States. So anyway.
Congratulations.
Right, absolutely. And respect is the name of his company.
Yeah.
Right on Walnut and Quincy, downtown Green Bay. So yeah, give him a shout out. That guy's awesome.
There's a guy actually about kitty corner from us. And he's got a very similar business. I want to get him on the next time we're down here, but does all sorts of stuff. Drone shots of the city.
Right.
Works with corporate people to put videos together. These guys are really talented.
We're working on this. We're doing this.
And I think now's the time. And they really want to help us.
Yeah.
They understand we're 107 years. So.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway. All right.
All right.
Do that.
Okay. We're on it, Todd.
I see today.
Todd, get it done.
Today's bagel.
Take it and run with it, Todd.
Did you see that today is
bagel.
John, it's bagel day.
I know.
I almost picked up bagels for you guys, and I'm like, I don't want to clean up after that.
We have donuts.
Yeah, I know. We'd make a mess. I'll tell you what. When they started coming with bagel sandwiches, man, those were good. Well, you had a bagel shop, right? Didn't you own a bagel shop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, why are you so quiet all of a sudden? I've never seen you so quiet.
I did.
And?
Some tax evasion.
Just leave it there. Oh, that.
I'm going to buy your bagel.
Okay.
Why are you so quiet? No, it was great. It was great.
All right.
I liked it.
All right.
Bagels are, you got to make them.
I've never had lox,
2 in the morning.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
And yours was lock and bagel, right?
Lock stock.
Lock stock and bagel.
Yeah.
What is lox?
Salmon.
It is salmon.
Fish. Yeah.
It's not raw, cheese. Is it?
Yeah, it is. And it's excellent. It is. And you toast that.
Did you see at Christmas the State Department of Health put out, you saw this, Todd, put out a warning. People, please do not eat cannibal sandwiches. Emergency rooms get overwhelmed from people getting sick from cannibal sandwiches.
They're not eating the right I can't say cannabis because that's too small. They're not eating.
Those are cannabis sandwiches. It's totally different.
Okay, wait, I was mixed up, John. Sorry. No, cannibal sandwiches, you just have to take a great piece of meat, like a
but it's prime raw.
Right. Right.
But raw meat?
Did a thing come out saying you can't eat raw steak, too?
Yes.
They did not.
It did, too.
If you go to the butcher and you buy a piece of a really good piece of sirloin or a piece of tenderloin and say, run this through the meat grinder, the guy runs it through and it looks like hamburger. It is red as can be. That is as – it's like eating a rare steak, and then that with the rye bread and onions and pepper, it's perfect.
The thing that I think becomes the problem is the fat.
Well, that's okay.
And that's why you use a better cut of meat and there's less fat in it.
John, you buy that stuff at – where do you go?
But what about
like at the dollar store?
No, I don't buy my meat at the dollar store, Jim.
Anyway, the problem with that is it's bad food, and I can see that. But
isn't there still like larvae and stuff in – raw meat?
Well, yeah, if you let it sit out for 3 weeks.
There's bugs and everything.
That's what I mean.
Really.
Do we have any medical people out there? Would you recommend cannibal sandwiches, no matter how high cut the meat is?
No.
Would you recommend it? Yes or no? Medical people, please help us.
That's a good question. Yes. No matter how high cut the meat is, they will say, absolutely, go ahead and eat it.
Please text us.
Yeah.
Todd?
That one.
Working on it. You can download the Civic Media app right now. You get it on your Android device or your Apple device, and then choose your station, WGBW or WIS.
Because I've been at Super Bowl parties where they've had that being served. Yeah. And it's like, nope, I'm staying away from that. My body's a temple. I'm not putting that in my body.
We like that when you step away from it because it's more for us.
Wow.
I know. Okay, you know what? Nick even brought up something ripping you a little bit about your party.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, she's off the list. What?
Yeah.
What's she saying?
So neither one of us could get through the line to get the tenderloin.
That was, and you like that.
I love that.
Because you said that last year.
I didn't have any because, okay.
You didn't have any?
Nope. So she said, you said, don't worry about it. Monday, I'm bringing this all to work.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you, Jim?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I brought it to work?
No, you did.
Said you were going to.
Yeah, okay, I was
Nikki
say
actually brought that up yesterday. She goes, remember when Jim said we didn't get that tenderloin, but he said he's going to bring it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'm going to put this away. There'll be a lot left. I bring it to work on Monday. You guys will have it Monday morning.
Was there a game line the next day? I want to know what I did with that. Because there was a lot left.
Milton, I got some more tenderloin for you. No,
Jim's sitting in bed the next day eating it.
I think maybe.
Ooh, this is so lovely.
I could add my brother over too. That would have cleaned the plate. But anyway... But that's, John, that's very, very close to your cannibal sandwich because that stuff I made was pretty medium rare. I mean, it's.
I will say this. Normally, I always get a steak medium well, okay? And we cooked some about a week ago. Or maybe it was Chris. No, I don't know when it was. And it was like, oh, Joey's like, oh, that's too tender for you or too raw. I said, well, let me just. Wow, does that melt in your mouth?
It does.
What? I mean, it really does. If you can't get over the redness and the whatever.
But.
Oh, my goodness.
But you have to have a
tender.
Good cut of meat, though, to do that.
What was tenderloin?
Yeah, see, that's fine.
I know.
That's awesome.
But that's why you might like a cannibal sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I can't get over the fact that I'm eating larvae.
What if I took that same piece of meat and threw it in a meat grinder?
I wouldn't eat it raw. I wouldn't. I'm a firm believer things need to be cooked.
And I grew up on that.
I know. German. That's a German thing, isn't it?
It is. Totally.
Yeah. You know what, Jim? Next
maybe
year
that's
for
where
Christmas?
You try, maybe those larvae got into the brains of some of the leaders of Germany in 1935. And maybe that's what led us to where we went to. Think about that.
I'll talk to my dad about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just thinking next Christmas, let's bring some in and have him try it.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Have me try it, and
I'll make
a little salt and pepper,
and I'll make
onion.
But it's going to be this, and you're going to say, "Oh, no, that's terrible." I'm going to say, "John, you ate that last night at my party. It just was cooked. All I did was sear it a little bit."
I just go based on what the medical profession says in
my life.
They're
calling in, John. Nobody's called in and said that. No, the medical. What is that? You're back to that. What are you, TMZ guy? I mean, where do you get your information?
You've never seen TMZ once in your life,
but
you keep throwing that out as like.
I read something about them.
We just got
a text. Get Dr. Lyerly back on, and we can get a prostate update right away.
Okay, that's not funny.
All right. Okay, we'll work on that.
All right, fine.
I'm telling you, I'm
going to get somebody on. Where's Dr. Al when I need him? Cherkasky.
Yeah.
Look him up, Todd.
Oh, we'll get Dr. K on. We'll ask Dr. K.
Yes, Dr.
Yo, Dr. K.
Can you call him?
Okay. Yeah. And you what? What a perfect
and
guy.
And give me some gummies.
No, Johnny.
We're going to start a quick break.
He's an ER surgeon.
I can't hear you, Jim.
It's not in the way that you came back to me.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 31st at 4 p.m. is ASL floor hockey. Oshkosh North varsity plays at home versus Appleton West. Then at 7:30, girls varsity basketball plays Appleton East at Appleton East High School. Monday, February 3rd at 6:30 is varsity gymnastics meet. Valders versus Oshkosh Co-op at Oshkosh West. Tuesday, February 4th is boys varsity hockey conference tournament with Oshkosh Co-op versus WIAA at 7 p.m. For more events and details, visit Oshkosh North Spartans Athletics.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Here at 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and of course, all the way through with WGBW in Green Bay. Got a text here from Nikki. You know, Mino, if we didn't have such a hard and fast departure time at Jim's party, there would have been time to eat some of that leftover tenderloin.
You know what? She's right.
She's totally right. All right. 9 o'clock. Let's go, people. Come on.
Party's over.
Party's over.
You know, the best way to get people to leave at 9 o'clock is to go upstairs and put on your PJs and come down.
Jim, tell that story about the time that you were talking to somebody and you're like, God, I wish everybody would leave.
So, all right. So we have our house and people were there and it was past nine. It was like 9:30, quarter ten. And then someone came in and because I was in the kitchen kind of doing some stuff. And then Donna, I thought Donna came in, went into the bathroom. And I'm like talking to her. I just said, hey, God, when are they ever going to leave? I said, they did not know how to tell time. And it was one of the guests. I was like, okay, never again. Oops. But yeah, I know.
Saturday Night Live, years and years and years ago, Saturday Night Live had a skit about that. The guests that won't leave, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to get going. Everything. Hey, nice album collection. Right? Hey, let me see that one if you don't mind. Yeah.
You remember last? 2 years ago,
I was the last guy out.
No, it was another guy, and you kept talking.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think he was, take it
outside, guys.
I was trying to.
you were helpful.
I think he was talking to me, actually.
Were the guests ever going to leave?
Yeah, no, the guest that would never leave was actually talking to me at that point. I think I was one of the last people out. Okay. Yeah.
No, you guys were
good. Just trying to be cordial to your good friends. Guests.
Anyway, all right, so hey.
Isn't that something about Wisconsin, though? We have the longest goodbyes. I mean.
I hate that. Okay. I have the quickest goodbyes of all time.
I can do that.
See you out.
I can do that.
Well.
Yeah, no, she's pointing to me.
Yeah. Did somebody tell you something about that one time on the phone? Like your closes are too fast or something?
Yeah, I got criticized in some employee review or something like that.
You'll hear Jim's click in the old days before yours. Okay, right. Well, thank you.
You say goodbye too quick on the phone. I'm like, whatever. So that was it. Yeah.
At least you say goodbye. I've had people who are just like, you're in mid-conversation and they end up. It's like, okay, they're done.
You know, that's one thing that's too bad about cell phones. You can't slam the phone at anybody anymore.
Well,
you know what I mean? It used to be, oh, really? Okay. Boom, and you'd slam it down.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
You can punch the button to disconnect.
But I don't think it much matters.
It doesn't feel the same as slamming the phone.
You know what they should get? You know what? Oh, man. I come up with such awesome ideas I can make a lot of money on. They should come up with an app. I'm going to work on this. An app.
John, what's an app?
I don't know. But once I find out, I'm going to come up with an app that makes the sound of an old-fashioned slamming the phone and then the like it's gone. Wouldn't that be a great app?
Well, they make apps for everything else.
Right.
From farting to burping to
I know.
Fat, so,
but
yeah.
I want, Todd, wouldn't that be a great idea?
Get it done. Work with Landon on that.
Man. I will. Right. I like this.
You got this young tech group that are big fans of this show, and they want to help us, and we want to help them. So we're talking on the way down here, Johnny, about a project for them. We came up with a couple things that I won't talk about now, but those guys could be very helpful of elevating our presence on social media.
Absolutely.
Or another one could be when you get to say, oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called. They're all out of you. Remember that one, George Costanza?
Yeah.
I'm on to something, Lisa.
Sure you are. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm an idea guy.
I would have that app on my phone just so that I could play the loud noise of hanging up the phone on my husband. Right. That would be great.
So how does one monetize that? So Johnny comes up with this idea, which is really not that unique, but so you
charge for it on the app store.
You either charge for it on the app store or you embed ads that will play.
Mm. Yep. Did you get that, John?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk
seriously,
to
Seriously, I mean...
We'll talk to Landon. On the drive back to Green Bay.
We'll talk to Landon about that.
We're big at embedding.
Lisa, what are you working on? Hey, this is a great studio. I mean, we downtown, 6th Street, we love it.
What am I working on? Yep. I'm working on the news in the other room is what I'm working on. It could be anything. There's like 15 stories I've got going on.
What time does the market... We drove by the market and we're heading the wrong direction.
Right.
We were supposed to head south and we headed left.
Yeah. Okay.
But what time does that... Next time I come down here.
What market?
Right downtown here.
Wagner's.
Oh, Wagner's? I
that is such a cool place.
That's a great place.
It is.
If they're open at 9, we're going to go there.
I'll look it up for you and let you know.
Hey, so you're working on these 15 stories. What's the biggest story in Wisconsin right now?
Right now would probably be that the legislature approved the voter ID amendment. So that'll go on to the ballot in April, and it will enshrine, if it's voted in, it will enshrine the must have a photo ID to vote into the Constitution.
And the governor's going to sign that?
I don't know what the governor's going to do.
Hey, can we go back to one other thing you were talking about during the break about the eggs type thing with the egg lady?
The egg shortage?
Lisa was on our show
last week.
Last week and talked about the anxiety of agriculture. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what about the anxiety of agriculture, EGG? Mm-hmm. And then I went to the store, I think on Saturday or Sunday, and they were rationing out egg. Rationing.
They have to. The bird
in America,
flu,
rationing.
The bird flu is really affecting egg producers.
That's not the first time, though. This is not the first time.
Not.
I mean, we had this during the pandemic. This happened. There was a big fire in Wisconsin a few years ago where egg cartons were actually on fire, and so they didn't have cartons for them.
I don't remember any of this.
I remember the price going up. I'm a capitalist. Well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, where's the...
If there's ever been one...
Breaking news.
Well, it raised the price, but ration's just a weird thing for me.
Well, and think about this. Can you imagine the world today, living back in the war, where everything
it was
rationed?
Bread.
Imagine what would happen?
Sugar.
Do you remember when gas was rationed, though, Johnny?
73, 74?
Yeah.
I mean, people could not handle it these days.
I would leave. No. Okay, my dad.
I was shocked when I saw that sign.
I might give my dad a ride to work at the mine early in the morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then at lunchtime, I had a study hall, and I got a pass to leave study hall to go sit in line at a gas station to fill up my dad's car.
Yeah.
Honest to God truth.
Yes, and I don't think the modern American could handle rationing at this point. They just can't. We're too me-focused.
However, that's better than being a pure capitalist. We're a lot of people of just raising the price and say, God, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Like, especially with gas. With eggs, I think they could have let it go.
Yeah. All right. We got to set a quick break. Lisa Hale, always one of our favorite people. Are you wearing shoes? You're wearing shoes.
I am wearing shoes. It's too cold not to have shoes on.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Top of the show at 2 p.m. I dissect Jack Smith's January 6th insurrection report. You're not going to want to miss this lawyer lady breaking it down for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info at AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big speech tonight from the Oval Office as President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. Donald Trump's second inauguration will be held on Monday. Today, more of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will face questions from senators that will decide on their confirmations. In Southern California, another round of strong Santa Ana winds is set for today, raising the risk of more fires. However, ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z says there is relief on the way.
By tomorrow, things really start to settle down. The wind speeds are near calm for Santa Clarita by Friday. You know the other best part? We're going to get onshore flow by Friday. That means that the humidity is going to bump up, talking 60%. That's going to help so much. You might even see a sprinkle by the end of the week in Southern California.
In about an hour, we'll get a snapshot of the economy when the Labor Department releases consumer price index numbers. The expectation is that inflation likely worsened last month due to higher prices for eggs, gas, and used cars. This is ABC News.